This is 2-Emma Talk, Riddle testing. This is 2-Emma Talk, Riddle testing. Hello, CQ. Hello. Hello, Ash. Hello, Ash. Ash, hello. Are the signals okay? Wave your hand if it's all okay. Hello, CQ. Hello, CQ. This is 2-Emma Talk, Riddle testing. This is 2-Emma Talk, Riddle.
Good evening. This is London Underground, broadcasting in the 3-meter band to listeners in London and the home counties. Our programme this evening consists of a series of gramophone records and occasional announcements. As we are broadcasting this evening using brand new transmitting apparatus, we would be most grateful if our listeners would kindly inform us of the reception of our program in their locality. A short telephone communication to our office will confirm your reception. The number you are requested to dial is 01-549-0659. You may prefer to write to us and may do so by addressing your correspondence to the following address: 70 Clifton Road, Kingston upon Thames, Surrey. Thank you.
Stop your crying, brown eyes. look up and smile. Smiling is always in style. Tears only add to your blues and troubles. Troubles will float away just like bubbles. You know, honest and true, brown eyes should never be blue.
This is London Underground, broadcasting in the 3-meter band, a programme of music and occasional announcements to listeners in London and the home counties. Listeners are invited to communicate with us by dialing the following telephone number, 01-549-0659. We continue now with music. The Primo Scala Accordion Band will now play 3 hits of today. There is a vocal refrain by Mr. Sam Costa.
Thank you. it can be told. Told in all its glory. Now that we have met, the world may know the sentimental story. The greatest romance they ever knew is waiting to unfold. Now it can be told as an inspiration. Every other tale of boy meets girl is just an imitation. The great love story has never been told before, but now it can be told.
Dimension. We present our Saturday show for young listeners, introduced by John Dunn.
Hello and welcome again to Fourth Dimension. Unsolved mysteries are always fascinating. The world is full of them. And today we start a series about them, when Norman Tozer looks into unexplained facts from the past and the present. Now, in this first program, he asks if men from other worlds have landed.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. We have it.
The religious legends of the pre-Inca peoples say that the stars were inhabited and that the gods came down to them from the constellation of the Pleiades. The Sumerian, Assyrian, Babylonian, and Egyptian inscriptions constantly present the same picture.
Casting on 94.4 MHz VHF through the London transmitter of Independent Radio. Remember our telephone number for your reception reports, 01-549-06-59. Radio London Underground. You can call on us right now at 01549 0659. Radio London Underground, broadcasting on 94.4 MHz VHF through the London transmitter of Independent Radio. I do apologise for tonight's very strange programme. I think it's because we're all euphoric here at RLU, because we have managed to have survived the War of the Worlds or something. Yes, isn't it? More than that, we thought we'd not only celebrate the War of the Worlds, or at least getting surviving it, but we'd also celebrate 50 years of broadcasting. I've been here a long time, haven't we? It's very strange. Ever try modulating a spark gap with music? anyway, as I say, having been taken over completely by having survived the Martians completely, we'll now get on with our sort of usual sort of programmes. I think that's the word. I've come to think of it, this programme's rather quite normal, actually. We hope, of course, quite soon to come back to a reasonable length of transmission when the Memphian Ministry decided to give up trying to blat the London transmitter of independent radio. Of course, we're not going to be able to do it, peoples, I'm afraid. We don't cause interference to the BBC or emergency services, as various monitoring stations can tell you. We're here for a very definite purpose, but more of that some other time. I hope in the very near future I shall have my companion, Mr. Rick Martin, back in the studio again, and we'll be getting down to some sort of interesting music programmes, as I say, probably extending our transmission time, perhaps some power or something, and do, of course, look forward in the new year to bringing you the new sort of inner space programmes. At least 20 of those, if we ever get round to doing them. Anyway, you can maintain communication and contact with us by ringing us at 01-549-0659 or trusting the GPO mails. Yes, you can trust them, at least I suppose, sometimes. You can write to 70 Clifton Road, Kingston-upon-Thames, in Surrey. The Radio London Underground, just one of the stations on the London transmitter of independent radio, on or about 94.4 MHz VHF.
Walking down the beach one bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box a-floating in the bay. I pulled it in and opened it up, and much to my surprise, ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. Ooh, I discovered a right before my eyes. I picked it up and ran to town as happy as a king. I took it to a guy I knew who'd buy most anything. But this is what he hollered at me as I walked in his shop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. Ooh, get out of here with that before I call a cop. I turned around and got right out of running for my life. And then I took it home with me to give it to my wife. But this is what she hollered at me as I walked in the door. Oh, get out of here with that, and don't come back no more. Oh, get out of here with that, and don't come back no more. I wandered all around the town until I chanced to meet a hobo who was looking for a handout on the street. He said he'd take most any old thing, he was a desperate man. But when I showed him the
he turned around and ran. Oh, when I showed him the... He turned around and ran. I wandered on for many years, a victim of my fate, until one day I came upon St. Peter at the gate. And when I tried to take it inside, he told me where to go. Get out of here with that and take it down below. Oh, get out of here with that and take it down below. The moral of the story is, if you're out on the beach and you should see a great big box and it's within your reach, don't ever stop and open it up. That's my advice to you, 'cause you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do. Oh, you'll never get rid of them, no matter what you do.
You're listening to a miscellaneous programme of weeps, burbles, crackles and whistles on Radio London Underground. Introduced by Peter Allen, back with a supporting cast of a pitiful supply of gramophone needles. The rose trees are now completely shorn of thorns. I mean, try going to shops and saying, "Have you got any loud gramophone needles, please?" And half get some funny looks. Mind you, I get funny looks most of the time, actually. Good guys wear 'em,
and so can you. Say, babies, get in on what's happening. Here's an item that's always groovy. It's not gonna wear out, it's not gonna be out. It's gonna be in, be in. Wear it to be ins, wear it to love ins, wear it to turn ins. Your Nazi helmet is factory fresh and comes with a choice of personalized decals. Made of the finest organic plastic, this item will never become obsolete. Kids, get your own helmet club. Plan secret meetings, wear your helmets to school. Compare your genuine now helmet to Dad's old one. Guaranteed complete protection in all demonstrations. Hey kids, get uptight with your out of sight Nazi helmet today.
Good guy.
I wish you lots of luck.
Yeah?
I am what I eat, and it is what you eat is what you are. And really, that is something.
From his desk in City Hall, we have brought you Mayor F. H. LaGuardia and another of his weekly talks to the people.
I can't just think of any more to say at this psychological moment.
Oh dear, it's time to go time. So, closing down RLU for another week. Be back at the same time next week. It's goodbye from me, Peter Allen. Phone number once more for the last time, 01-549-0659. My thanks, of course, to me for my superb engineering and freaking about, and of course my thanks to the transmitter staff of the London Transmitter of Independent Radio who put this transmission out. But they're thinking it's not really worth it. They're dead right.